So the dinim amanus is only from the father that needs shloshes smuchim because it's knas. And boiti shemra is also a knas. And Rav Meir says the normal shita, only from the father boiti shemra goes together. Everything is b'shloisha. And all of a sudden, the chachamim say boiti shemra b'yes m'shloisha because sometimes when they sheyesh b'dinim nefashes, because it sometimes gets involved with dinim nefashes. So the Gemara doesn't understand. Just because sometimes it has dinim nefashes, my happy, so what? But right now we're only being done the dinim ominous aspect of it. The Gemara answers, no, we're talking, Rashi says, no, we're not talking about Moitzi Shema. We're not talking about what Moitzi Shema usually means. We're talking about Hefzik Ksuba. No, other rather, Hefzik Ksuba should be Shlosha Hedyotas. So Rameh Taka holds the Shlosha Hedyotas. And the Chachamim say that since it made passive, what do the Chachamim say? So then we have the two pshatim, Ula's pshat and Rabba's pshat. Ula says that it may, there is a possibility that it may lead up to Din Nefashis, and therefore I already labeled it now as Din Nefashis. So even the mominous aspect of the case of Din Nefashis also needs a Sanhedrin Tana of 23. And Rabba says he doesn't think that that's true. That's so far-fetched, he can't believe that that's already labeled as Din Nefashis, not so. In principle, he would agree, like we had the Yesh Mefarshim in the first place. Principally, Rabba would agree with Ula that if you have a case that should be labeled as Din Nefashis, I know this is going to lead up to Din Nefashis. I just want to take care of the aspect of Mamanus today. So even Rab Meir would agree to the Chachamim. Everyone would agree that that Koshishim Lola is that you can't be done the Mamanus aspect of Din Nefashis. Because in this case, what? The husband comes and is Neman, Lahapsidit, Sabos, Alpiv. They say that there is a possibility it may lead up to Din Nefashis, very far fetched. So he doesn't think that anybody agrees that that should accomplish that it should be labeled as a case of dealing with Foshes. Acham Askinon, that there was a Kviyas Bezna ready to be done, a case. And the Machalokes is, well, the Choshishim Likreidam Shel HaRishon. Okay. Then we got Talmud Beis. Those were the first two pshat. Then we got Talmud Beis, and Abaye has a new pshat. Abaye Omar, he thinks, the Kuli Amachashina Lelaz. Everybody agrees with Ula Svar. Beinler Abmei, Beinler Abban. And everybody agrees with the Rabbis word. So what's the machloekis hatanaim? How maskinon? Special case gigon. So Rashi learns that Rashi seems to learn Kabbalah says of nefashis is sufficient with gimel, like Rashi says later at the end of the parak. Like Rav Sadi going, you don't need chav gimel. So gigon, the husband says on Thursday morning that he has edim that the wife is chayv misa, edim that the wife is mezana. And it's Chayv Nisa, and obviously she's going to lose the Ksuba also. She's Mizana Tachas Ba, going to lose the Ksuba too. And then the Edom come, and the Bezno 3 is Makabali Edom. Then the Bezno 3, here's what the story was, that it was a Hasra Sam, there wasn't a Hasra Mefuretes, so that's a Machalik Yisatanoi. So Rameyer is of the opinion, Rameyer holds like Reb Yudah, that's unusual. Rameyer and Reb Yudah agree. There's someone disagrees with Rameyer, someone disagrees with Reb Yudah. Hasvan the sentence that the one that disagrees with Rav Meir is Rav Yudah, the one that disagrees with Rav Yudah is Rav Meir. Here it's not so. They shake hands and live in peace and harmony together. So Rav Meir holds like Rav Yudah that you need Hasra Mefuretes. So therefore the Bezna 3, Gitshan Azog, that there isn't going to be any Din in the Fashion. Not going to lead up to any Din in the Fashion. So it didn't start off with 23. It started with 3. And it's not going to lead up to 23. So there's no Kvodim Shal Rishonim. There's no law, so there's no reason why you should need the 23. So Rav Meir says you can be done the Hefzik Ksuba Bishloisha. How do you know that she loses the Ksuba? Two Edim say she was Mizana Beratzen with Hasra too. The Hasra is not sufficient to give Ayin Shmisa because of the Hasra Stam, but it certainly is enough to say she was into Beratzen, so she loses the Ksuba. You don't have to come on to the Nemonis of the Baal. The Edim are believed to say that Zinsa Behasra, so she loses the Ksuba. So it's Shloisha. So the Shloisha Smuchim will be enough. And Taisha says the Kasha Shloisha Adyotah should be good enough. So the answer is, Koshishim Lekoidim Shal Rishayna. The Korah Daita, the Din really is that Ksuba can be judged with 3 Adyotahs. Taisha says, My Smuchol Yom Adan Ksuba, same as Hodas Vavos, but Shloisha Adyotahs. But over here they started off with the Yeshiva's Bezna of 3 Smuchim, because they thought it was going to lead up to Din and Nefashis. And Rashi holds like Rav Sadi going, that Kabbalah says this in the Nefashis, it's sufficient with 3, but it requires 3 smuchim. So they started with 3 smuchim. So once you started with 3 smuchim, then you have to finish with the 3 smuchim. Because Mekora died to the closest smuchim yesivu. You started with 3 smuchim, you got to finish with 3 smuchim. So Rav Meir says, That was Tosis Kasha against Rav. So Meir holds that just like Einus and Mefatas, the Shloshes sold to Hefsek Ksuba. In this case, is the same Shloshes as Einus and Mefatas. Means you need the Shloshes Smuchim that you started with. You got to finish the case with the Shloshes Smuchim. And the Chachamim say no. Hasros Dam is like the Tanakama of the Tosefta. Hasros Dam is sufficient to give an Einish Miso. So the case can lead up. It may yet lead up to Din and Nefashis. Not so far fetched. May yet lead up to Din and Nefashis. So therefore, even just to be done, the aspect of the Hepsik Suga is not sufficient with three Smuchim. You need Dafke 23 because Choshishim Lalaz. Because it's already labeled as Din and Nefashis. So that's how Abai claims that this machlekes Rav Meir and Chachamim really is the machlekes Rav Yehuda and Chachamim, whether Hasros Dam is good or not. So why did they write it? Why did the Mishnah and the Tosefta, why did they record it in such a camouflaged fashion? The answer is because the Chachamim Shita, they're talking about Hefsek Suba. The Hefsek Suba needs 23. So the Hefsek Suba is because of Choshishim Lalaz, because I already label it as a case of Din and Nefashis. Even the mominous aspect of the Nefashis case also requires 23. It's not that they say you need 23 because you're going to give her a Einish Misa. Of course you need 23. If Rav Meir would have agreed with the Rabbanan that she's going to get the death penalty, he would have also agreed you need 23. No, it's a different word. You already need 23, even though you're just being done to have six subas, because Kuli Amachoshishim L'Kodim Shavu, Kuli Amachoshishim L'Alas. Everybody holds if it's labeled as Din and Nefashis, you already need 23 now, even for the mominous aspect of the Nefashis case. So once Abaye has this breakthrough, that's the pshat in the Mishnah, so then all of the other Amarayim follow the same pshat. Rav Papa Amar, and Rav Ashi Amar, and Ravina version number 2, and Ravina version number 3. All the next ones are 5 pshatim. Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and 3 Ravinas, A, B, and C. So all the next 5 pshatim are all the same mahalach as Abaye. So it continues. Rav Papa, Am Hacha, Bishon, Chavei, Raskin, come if you look to Rav Yosef, Rav Yudra, Rabbana, Tanya, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudra says, Chavei, Chavei means a Tamach Chacha, Bishon, Chavei means a woman who knows, she knows the Dinim, Chavei, and Tzarech Hasra, Lefish, Lenit, and Hasra, Lehafchim, and Shegig, Mezid. The whole purpose of Hasra is to determine whether the person did the Aver, Bemezid, or Beshegig. So Chavei, what do you have to tell him? You have to tell him today's Shabbos. He may have forgotten on today's Shabbos. But once he knows that today's Shabbos, you have to tell him chapter and verse that there's an Issa Chilul Shabbos. He knows the Dinim of Shabbos. What, he just forgot the Dinim? He didn't forget. He just say, today Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malachas. So Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah holds, there's no need to have the whole formal Hasra in such a case. The only purpose of Hasra, Lefish, Lenit, Nasra, Lehapchim, and Shegig, Lemez. So again, Rashi will learn the same thing. The husband says, just got married yesterday. Husband comes to Bezna on Thursday morning and he says, "You really, at this point, you really don't have to say they just got married yesterday." So Rashi writes on Amud Aleph, in the middle of the whole heated debate, so Rashi says the husband is Neman al Piyatma. Now you don't have to say the husband is Neman al Piyatma. The Yadim say that there was that is Bemeza, the Eshishish was in Sibaratzin, except that there's a hitch. Why you may or may not be able to give the Einish Misa because there was no Hasra, because Hasra Stam, or whatever the case happens to be. Now you don't have to go back again. You don't have to say it's on Thursday morning, the very morning after the Chasen. It's so far-fetched. He comes a year later. The husband comes a year later, and he has witnesses and testify that Zinsa, but the witnesses say that there was no Hasra B'Shas Maisa, but the woman taught Chumash in class, and she taught Lysina, and she knows that there's a din of Lysina. She teaches people this. She's an Isha Chavera. She knows all the dinim. So according to Rab Meir, even a Chavar Tzarech Hasra, so this case is never going to lead up to Din and Nefashis, and you didn't start with 23. You had the Kabbalah say this of Shloisha. It was only Shloisha. So the only thing you're going to be done now is Hefsed Aksuba. Hefsed Aksuba normally would be sufficient with Shloisha had Yoikas, but because you started with Shloisha Smuchim, because you thought there was going to be a Kabbalah say this is going to lead to Din and Nefashis, so there's no Shlichus Sayu on that, that the Rav Sadi Gaon says you need 3 Smuchim. So you have the 3 smuchim for the Kabbalah Seder. You have to be done. To be done, the Hefsek Suba is Choshishim L'Kodim Shorishayim. May Kara die to the Tosa Smuchim Yisivu. So you need the Shloshes Smuchim. And the Rabbanan disagree. And they say, no. The Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's very strange. The Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's like a Yochid Berabim. the Rabbim disagree with Rab Meir, and the Rabbim disagree with Rab Yosef Rab Yudah here. It's a difficult shot that he's etzing ein that the Chachamim in the Mishnah, that the halacha should be like the Chachamim, hold like this awkward opinion, which is not accepted. Lala, we don't pass like Rab Yosef Rab Yudah. So that's why we don't accept the Rab Papa's pshat. It's a shver pshat. The Rabbanah, the Chachamim, and the Mishnah, hold like Rab Yosef Rab Yudah, they will lead up to the Shmita. So therefore, since Chayshishim Lala, so even the Hefsid Ksuba aspect also requires a Bezna of 23. Here they have the letter base on Rab Yosef Rab Yudah. It doesn't mean that the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. If you look in the Ayin Mishpat, he always tells you where the Rambam is and where the Shulchan Aruch is without any commentary. He says, Ayin Shami Keset Mishnah, because there's a problem over here. The Rambam does not Paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. He Paskins Chavit Tzorach Hasroah. You need the formality of Hasroah, even by a Chavir. But he Paskins the Tam, the Fish Ladnit Nasola Hafsam Ashegi Gumezer, he Paskins the Tam. That's a strange Rambam. The Rambam writes Chavir, everybody needs Hasroah. Because Lefishim and Nitna Asala Hafim and Shayim Lameik. That's the reason why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah argues and he says Chavit doesn't need Asra. That can't be the reason why the Chachamim hold that a Chavit does need Asra. Because Lefishim and Nitna Asala Hafim and Shayim Lameik. So that's the problem with the Rambam. Where is it? Perikid Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchas Sanhedrin. Echad Talmud Chacham v'echad Am Horis Tarach Asra. Because that's the reason why a chavar does need asra. That's the reason why you should have said chavar ain't a tarach asra. If you all chavar needs asra, so it's a chok, it's a gzeret hakosov that you have to have asra. But it's not because lefish la nitna asra. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah works on. It's how did the Rambam make such a statement? No. You understand what it means. It's a gzeret hakosov that the halacha considers a shegeg unless it was with asra. Okay. So he's very careful. When they printed the Tzion Beis, they didn't print it on the first half of the statement of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Chavar and Tzorach Hasro. That's not accepted la'alocha. He only put the letter Beis on the Tam. The Rambam Paskin is like the Tam. He doesn't Paskin like the halacha of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. So this Pshat Rav Papa cannot be accepted because we know we're not going to Paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. What is Avashi have an upshat? Kegon the Asru Bay, Kegon the Asru Bo. The witnesses say that they gave Hasra to the woman when she was Mazana Deshish. They won the Lamalkis, but like Asru Bo Ktolo. That they didn't give Hasra, they told her that there's a din in Chumash Lysinif, it's an Aseris Adiris, but they didn't say that one who violates Lysinif gets the death penalty. They said if you violate Lysinif, if they didn't say get the death penalty, she's not going to get Nisa. That's out of the question. The Shailas, they said, don't violate Lysinov because we'll give you Malkus. So does one get Malkus for violating Lysinov if that's what the witnesses warned you? That's his own Machal Shabbos. And the witnesses are good friends of his, and they don't want to see him die. But Halacha says he's supposed to give Hasra. He's supposed to give Tachach, he's supposed to give Hasra. So because it's a good friend, so they say, don't be Machal Shabbos, don't worship Abed Azari. We're going to bring in a Bezna, we're going to give you Malkus. So Misa is out of the question. You can't give Misa. They never warned them. Don't do the Aver. We're going to give you Misa. Do you give Malkus? So that's a Machlekes Hatanaim in Malkus. Tesis quotes it, the top line and the top Tesis. That's a Machlekes Hatanaim. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmo, we paskin no Malkus. We paskin that a lav shenitan lasaros Misa does name like in Molot. Any lav that normally gets Misa, if they would have given Asra, don't do Avodah Zarah and don't violate Lasinuf and don't be Machal Shabbos, so we're going to give you Misa, and instead of the Hasra la Misa, we gave Hasra la Malkus, so you don't give Malkus on such a case. That's how we paskin in Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, that Alav Shenitan Lasaros Misa Bezin ain't like him all of. So this whole Gemara is Shaloik Halacha, Ravashi. The whole Ravashi is Shaloik Halacha. The woman is Mizaneh. And they gave a hasra, don't violate Lysinov, we're going to give you Malkus. Allah says, there's no Misa, there's no Malkus. There's no Misa because there was no hasra on the Misa. And there's no Malkus because Lav Shanit and Lazarus Misa says, and like him all of. So the Gemara should like Allah. The Gemara goes according to the other Tana, according to the view that's not accepted, that Lav Shanit and Lazarus Misa says, is like him all of. There is in one place, there's a Shvera Rambam that the Rambani has done. The Rambam writes that if one Hamakalal Adam Mi Yisrael, if you curse anybody, So you're in violation of the law of Lesikal Cheresh. Because when the Pasuk says you're not allowed to curse a deaf man, it means you're not even allowed to curse a deaf man who can't even hear it. Certainly included that you're not allowed to curse a person who does hear it, and he gets aggravated about the curse. And he hears it, he takes it to heart. Even a deaf man who doesn't hear, also you're not allowed to curse. So whoever is Mekala Lodem Yisrael is in violation of Lesikal Cheresh. Whoever curses a parent is in violation of another law. What's the other law? It's the exact same pasuk. There is no additional law. So that's the Rambam counts it as. Rambam counts the one pasuk twice. There's two lavim in the Sefer Mitzvahs. And the Ramban asks on that. The Rambam himself was masig on the halachas gedolos that he counted loisinov three times. The halachas gedolos counts loisinov that a regular rishis ishes into gets panic, and an iraham or rosh ishes into gets kilo. And the Baskan should then to get Sreifa, so the Baha counts it as three lavim, because one lav leads up to Chenik, and one lav leads up to Skila, and one lav leads up to Sreifa. So the Rama makes fun of the Halach, does it, why did he count it three times? Only one pasuk. It's the same Avera. Sometimes you get one onish, sometimes the second onish, sometimes the third onish, but it's the same Avera. Here, that's what the Ramban asks on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam contradict himself? The Rambam violates his own rule. He counts the lav of Lois Kalacherish twice. Once not to curse Shalol Kala Lodam Yisrael, and then he counts another law, Shalol Kala Lodavim. It's the exact same thing. It's the same pasuk. Sometimes the punishment is Malkus. Kalachaver B'Shem is Loike. If you curse anybody else, it's Malkus, and a person curses a parent, is going to be Misa. So that's one tell on the Rambam. Okay. And then the Rambam says, so if a person curses his father, so he's in violation of two lavas. It's a violation of two love. And then it says, and if the father has smicha, it's a third love. Elohim loisikal ol. That pasuk is also counted twice. Elohim loisikal ol is dalaf and mekalol es Hashem megadeh, and the punishment is miso. And one is mekalol dayen loshen chol. Elohim loisikal ol gets malchus. So the Rambam counts that pasuk also twice. One shelo lo legadeh, not to be mekalol es Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and not to be mekalol dayen miso. So the Rambam writes, if the fellow curses his father, who happens to have smicha, he's over on three lavim. And then he says, and his father is also the melech Israel, so he's in violation of a fourth lav, nasi b'yamcha lo sa'or. Nasi refers to the melech or to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So then the Rambam says, so if he curses his father who has smicha, who's the melech Israel, and they warned him not to, so he gets four times malchus. That's what the Rambam writes. He gets four times malchus. That Rambam is the last page in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Nimtzes lamed shemekala lechad miyisol ben ish ben isha ben gadol ben kozmin loika achas v'mkil ol dayen loika shtayim v'mkil ol nasi loika shalosh. Well, here he doesn't quote the fourth time Malkus. That he just quotes in the Sefer Mitzvot. He's careful, he leaves it out. Because on the Kala Lavima gets Nisa. So he can't get Malkus the way we passed him. So in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam quotes in the Mechilta of Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai, he tells it, this is the Mechilta of the Rashbi, where it says if one curses his father and the father has smicha, and the father is also the Melech Yisrael, so the Rambam quotes the Mechilta, he gets four times Malkus. And the Ramban argues with the Rambam, what do you mean four times Malkus? That's not La'alokha. We don't pass him like that. That's only according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a Lav Shinit and La Torah Mitzvah isn't like him all. But the way we pass him, since Mekala Lo V'Imoi is supposed to get an Oynish Misa, so even if the witnesses warn them, don't curse your father, we're going to give you Malkus, you don't get Malkus. You can't give Misa because they didn't give a Hasrola Misa. And you don't give Malkus either because it's a different kind of a lav. It's a lav Shanita La Soros Misa Desni. Ain't like Mal. Here the Rambam was careful. He didn't quote that last line in the Mechilta de Rashbi. Anyway, so this Gemara goes Shaloi Kala. This Gemara is working on the assumption that if a person violates Loisinov and they warn him, don't violate Loisinov, we're going to give you Malkus, and then we're going to give Malkus. So the Machlekes HaTanaim is, how big a bezin do you require to administer Malkus? So that's a Machlekes in the first Mishnah. Dini Nefashis needs Esra Mishloisha. The Mishnah doesn't quote any Machlekes. Dini Nefashis Lohala Deis. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Needs 23. Yosef Engel dug up a psikta, a medrash in the psikta that says Din Nefashis needs 30. With no other source. The Din Nefashis needs 30. What's up to 30? How do you figure that one out? So he puts two and two together and he makes sense out of it. He says there is a Maharsha in Psachim, a famous Maharsha that's quoted in Yoredei, that when you say that an Isser is bottled beheter, let's say a little trafus falls into kosher food. Kosher, you're cooking soup and a little trafus falls in. So the din is that it's sometimes you need shishim, and sometimes it's bottle man atorah chad betray. If it's mimimino, you don't need shishim in atorah, it's bottle chad betray. So how do you define chad betray? How do you translate the word? So the Marsha says chad betray means you have to have twice as much heter as Isser. That's not the generally accepted opinion. Some are machmir mid rabbanim for that, but that's not really mikra din. The other poskim do not agree with the Marsha. They say chad betray means if the Isser is 49% and the heter is 51%, that's called chad betray. The majority, the rov of the tarubis is heter. Rov heter means Isser. You don't need kefa. So the Marsha interprets in the Tosis in Sochem and Perikei Lo Ivrim that Tosis means to say that you need chad betray literally, then you need kefa. You need twice as much heter as Isser. You don't have twice as much and it's not bottle barov. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says the Mechilta, that Psikta, that says that you need a Bezna of 30 to be done din in the Foshes, doesn't say anywhere in any other sources that we're aware of. So he says, apparently this Psikta thinks like it says in the Mishnah. You need Eidu Shofetes, Shoftu Eidu Bitzila. You have to have the possibility of 10 Dayanim saying Chayv Misa, and 10 Dayanim saying Pata from Misa. Then you have to be able to be Machriya. So how can be Machriya? Rov. How much a Rov do you need? Kefo. So if you need a kefil, not a rov of echad, a rov of shnayim, that's peanuts. You need a rov of kefil. It's a kefil, so you got to have 20 to 10. Otherwise you don't have a rov. It's not chad betray. So really you need 30 dayan. Because if you need a possibility of vedu shafetas, vedu matzelas, ten say chayv misa, ten say pata for misa, and then you can't be machriya with one or two or three. That's not going to be kefil. So really you're going to need 10 more to say either chayv or 10 to say pata. So you'll have your kefil. Anyway, but in the Gemara, that the Tosefta in the Gemara, that opinion doesn't exist. We don't have such a Gemara that quotes a Tana who says that you need 30. Mishnah says you need 23. So the Mishnah has the Machlekes HaTanoim, how much of a Bezdin do you require to administer din in the Foshes? So we pass in Malkis B'Shloisha, Mishnah Mishmah Elomu, B'Esrim U'Shloisha. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say you need all of a sudden Esrim U'Shloisha? That leads them to believe that you need Esrim Shloisha. So the Gemara says, on Yudah Meralos. Ten lines from the bottom. 15 lines from the bottom. My time is Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Abaye, Rasha, Shai. Rav Amar, got 8 lines from the bottom. On Yudah Meralos. Rav Amar, Malkus, Lamakam, Misa, Oymeda. So the Gzera Shava Rasha Rasha, we do accept. Everybody's masking this Gzera Shava Rasha Rasha. You see, Tosis writes over there. Rava disagrees with Abai. Abai says, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that you need a Sanhedrin Tana of 23 to give Malkus because of Gzera Shava Rasha Rasha? And Rava disagrees. Sounds like Rava isn't Gzera to Gzera Shava. So Tosis says, Mashma, that Rava doesn't hold in the Gzera Shava. And we explained it somewhere else. That's on Lama Gimel and Beis. What's on Lama Gimel and Beis? We learned it already. The Mishnah said there are 10 chilukim between Mominus and Nefashis. One distinction is that Mominus is sufficient based on 3 and Nefashis needs 23. And the other distinctions are based on the Hitzila Ho'eda. So the Gemara raises a question. All of those distinctions on Malamit Skus, Enefashis, Malamit Koiva, Poskim Biskus, and all the others, Matzirin Liskus, Vei Matzirin Lachoiva, all the differences between Mominus and Nefashis, only saying Chumash, regarding the Fashis Mamish. What about Malkus? There is no Pasuk. What about Malkus? So the Gemara says that there's a Gzera Shava Rasha. Rasha, then Malkus has the same status as Din in the Fashis. So that's a Gemara, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and no one disagrees. Everybody's masking to that. The Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara, you see from the Braisa, there's a Braisa in the Gemara, that everybody's masking. That Malkus has the same dinim as Misa because you have the Gzera Shava Rasha Rasha. So why does Rava disagree with Abaya and Afyudim and Allah? So Tosfos writes, that's on Lama Gimel and Beis. So they say, Rava's masking that there's a Gzera Shava Rasha Rasha. Everybody agrees to that. But he holds it doesn't make sense to apply the Gzera Shava with respect to the Mispar HaDayanim. Maybe the Psukim that say you need 23, maybe it's only by Nefoshes. The Rasha Rasha goes on the procedure of the Bezin. That you go, you Mahapach Deschusa, the Hitzila Ho'edo, All the Inyanim of Hatzalah apply equally to Malkus as they apply to Din and Nefashis. But the arbitrary distinction between 3 and 23, that's not based on an Inyan of Hatzalah. The Rabbi held that that can't be extended based on Rosh Hashanah. So how does he know to extend it? The Rabbi says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't pass on it, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Malkus is called Gimel. How does Rabbi Shmuel arrive at that conclusion? So Rabbi says, Rabbi Shmuel holds Malkus, b'makam b'isoy medes. What does that mean? So Rashi writes, on the bottom of Yudam and Aleph, Malkus, b'makam b'isoy, whoever violates any aver really deserves to die. He's over on the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom brought you into the world, and he gave you the rules and regulations, and you do an aver, so you don't deserve to live. You have no zchus kiyum. You were brought into the world on this understanding, on these conditions. You don't live up to the rules and regulations, so you don't deserve to live. Came to Avraham Avinu as Boro, the Creator who brought him into the world, gave him all the rules and regulations. He violates them. Rayhu lamus. So the Torah gives him a break and says, Malkus b'makam misa medes. The Malkus substitutes for the misa. So whatever dinim apply to misa apply equally to Malkus. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Malkus b'makam misa medes. How do we pass them? We pass the Malkus b'shlosha. We don't pass the Malkus b'esem b'shlosha. He passed the Malkus b'shlosha. Here the Rambam does again the same as he did by Chaver. Chaver and Tzarech Hasra. Rabbi Yudah says Chaver and Tzarech Hasra lefi shalanitna asala hakam mishayim meisa. So the Rambam accepts the Hezber fi shalanitna asala, and he rejects Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah. So here he does the same. The Rambam writes, even though Malkus b'makam nisa nedes, the din still is that Malkus b'shlosha. We accept the svara of Rava, Malkus b'makam nisa nedes. But we don't accept the conclusion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was led to believe, based on this svara, that Malkus should require Chav Gimel. So that's not. That's the Rambam, the first Rambam in Perek Tezayin, in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Even though that exactly is the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, whether Malkus B'chav Gimel, and what leads Rabbi Shmuel to say Malkus B'chav Gimel is Malkus Machan Misa Medes, he says, no, we accept this for it, but we don't accept this document. Like Tosfos said, Rosh Hashanah. Everybody holds from Rosh Hashanah. It's a Braisa and Lam Gimel and Beis. Abaye claims that that's what leads Rabbi Shmuel to his conclusion, and Robert doesn't even agree that that's what leads Rabbi Shmuel to his conclusion, and we don't even pass like Rabbi Shmuel. But we do pass them from the Rosh Hashanah. So we accept Rosh Hashanah, we accept Malkus B'makam Misa Medes, we just don't accept this conclusion. It's not neither of these ideas, neither the Gzeres Shavah Rosh Hashanah, nor the Malkus B'makam Misa Medes, neither argument is sufficient to come up with this conclusion. So that's a question, what do you come up with any conclusions based on this rule? Malkus B'makam Misa Medes, is it relevant to anything? Because on Daf Lama Gim Lama Beis, the Gemara did not derive, the Gemara didn't come to the conclusion that you have all the nine dinim of Schus based on the Svar Malkus B'makam Misa Medes. The Gemara says, Dilek Zer Shaba, Rasha Rasha. So what is the significance of the Svar Malkus B'makam Misa Medes? So some, the Mishnah Lamelech quotes a smag that you cannot be done Malkus B'zmanazah. I think we spoke about it already, no? The Gemara on Nun Beis on the Beis says, here 10 lines from the top of Nun Beis on the Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Vasal Akonim Halvim Vala Shevet Ashir Bayamim Hohem. You can only judge Din in the Fashis cases Bizman Shiesh Koim. When you have Kohanim being Makro Karbonis in the Beis Amigdosh. Bizman Shiesh Koim Yesh Mishpah. Bizman Shein Koim Yesh Mishpah. We have Kohanim. They just, when they learn Kriyas HaTorah, they Duchen, there are Kohanim around. Yeah, but they're not makriv karbonis. The pasuk says when you come to the Beis Hamikdash, there are kohanim who are makriv karbonis. So the zman shein Beis Hamikdash kamin, there are no kohanim makriv karbonis. So you can't be done dealing the fashas. That's the gemara. So what about malkus? So the smag quoted by the Mishnah Melech writes that since malkus b'makam misa medes, so just like you cannot be done dealing the fashas, the zman shein Beis Hamikdash kamin, so too you cannot be done dealing malkus, the zman shein Beis Hamikdash kamin. And he says, and it's a pella, and the Mishnah Melech writes, and it's a pella that in the whole historical debate that they had about the smicha b'zman hazeh in the 1500s, that they conferred smicha to Rabbi Yosef Karo and to the Alshech and a couple of other rabbonim there. And then they gave more smicha, a second generation, they gave smicha, and they wanted to give smicha in order to give people malchus. Those people had worshipped Avodah Zarah under the Spanish Inquisition. They wanted to get malchus in order to become pater from the kares. So the Mishnah Melech writes that it's a pella that they didn't raise this issue, that even if there is a bona fide smicha, how can you give malchus bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim? It's against the smag. They were all relying on the Rambam. The Rambam writes here, Perek Tazayin, halacha beis, malchim bizman hazeh b'chom mokim in atera bifnei shlosha smuchim, aval lo bifnei hadyotos. So he writes the first, malchim bizman hazeh b'chom mokim in atera bifnei shlosha smuchim, if you were to have shlosha smuchim. The smag disagrees with this Rambam. The smag holds that bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, just like he cannot be done, in the fashas, so that he cannot be done in Malkus, because Malkus is the Makam Yisrael. That's what the Mishlam Melech writes in his little sefer in the Derech Mitzvusechem. That's a small little country where he lists off the differences in the Minyan HaMitzvahs between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Smag and the Chinuch and the Smag. So he gives a light comments there. So this is one of the comments he points out, that there's a detailed machlekes between the Rambam and the Smag. So it's really questionable. What is the relevance of the Rambam quoting this principle that Malkus b'makom nisa medes? He says, despite the fact that Malkus b'makom nisa medes, you can still be done dine Malkus b'shloisha. You don't need Chav Gimel. Not like Rabbi Shmuel says that you need Chav Gimel. So what is the relevance of Malkus b'makom nisa medes? And the Rambam doesn't hold that it's relevant when it gets to b'zman hazeh. He writes, b'feresh Malkus b'zman hazeh. So what, if any, din does he base on this principle, the Malkus b'makom nisa medes? Doesn't say anything. Same thing the other svara. He says, he quotes Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda svara, l'fish l'nitna salahat from the shegel l'meizah. That's why you say chavet tzarech hasro. Despite the fact, that's why you say. So at least over there, we understand a little bit. L'nitna salahat from the shegel l'meizah halachically. Not a mitzvah to determine whether it's memezid. The halacha says, Yishum lehitzil ho'eda, the halacha declares that if you didn't give a hasra, the dibur, techke de dibur, prior to the avera, the halacha declares the avera as shegig. The halacha declares it, even if it's mamish mezid, the halacha declares it as shegig. Alright, so at least we understand the words of the Rambam. Chobet, tzarech hasra, lefish lanitna salahach v'sheg l'meg, means the halacha declares that is considered shegig. We understand it here. We're not sure exactly why did the Rambam mention this, that the Malkus b'makom nisa medes. What's the relevance? Stam that a person should know that any time he violates an aver, he deserves to die, and it's only a break min hashamayim that they're letting get off with this time. I don't know. So Nachum, I'll say, what is Ravashi's suggestion in the Mishnah? That the machleik is satanah is also shalik halacha. Ravashi is shalik halacha. Ravashi says, we're talking about a funny case that the husband comes a year after they got married. They got married a long time ago. It's not on Thursday morning. He's not coming to be nemen al piz based on 800 terech b'sudim. So he comes a year later, and he comes with two witnesses, and he says he wants a beznav shloshes smuchim because he's gonna have din in the fashas. He's going to have nothing. He says he's going to have malchus. So they mekabel edus b'shloisha smuchim, and then Bezdin accepts the edim, and they say, yeah, the woman is going to get malchus. And the edim say there was only hasrol and malchus. There was never hasrol and nisa. So we're going shaloik halacha that we're going to give malchus. Halacha l'maisa we pass when there is no malchus. Lav shenit l'asaros mizbez nein loikem olam. That's the top line of Tosfos in the first daf. And Elohein Alokin and Malkus Yud Gimel and Beis, the first Omid Beis and the third Perek and Malkus says that there's no Malkus in such a case. So Ravashi goes Shaloik HaLoch holds that there is Malkus, and that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So Rameya holds that the Malkus is sufficient with a Bezna 3. So what are you worried about? It's going to lead up to Malkus. So you already have the Bezna 3 Smuchim. So there's no problem. And the Chachamim say no, the Chachamim goes twice Shaloik HaLoch. One Shaloik HaLoch, they hold that there's Malkus for Lasina. And the second time, the Chachamim in the Mishnah go like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds the Malkus is B'chav Gimel. So you cannot even be done the Hefzik Ksuba with the Shlosha Smuchim, because it's going to most probably will lead up to Malkus. In a case of Dine Malkus, always requires Chav Gimel, even the aspect of the Malkus case that's only Mamon, also needs Chav Gimel. Again, like we said before. So we understand the weakness in this pshat. So twice Shalai Kalocha. The whole background of Shalai Kalocha, that there's Malkus on Loisinah, and the Chacham come out losing, on the losing team. Comes out, Rav Meir is going to win, and the Chacham going to lose. The wrong, not a good akinta. Not a good akinta. So Ravina tries a little better. So what does Ravina say? Ravina Makam Shinetz Nimse Echman Eidim Karva Puzzle. No. So there is a din of Karva Puzzle. Again, the husband comes a year later and he presses charges against the wife that she was Mizana during Eris, and he says, don't take my word for it. It's a year after the Chasen, and don't take my word. Here are the witnesses, and the witnesses testify in the presence of a Bezna three. Hani Ami Bapi Tlosa. Again, everything goes like Rashi said. So the witnesses testify in the presence of a Bezna three smuchim, and then the witnesses, it turns out that there were three witnesses. Instead of only two testifying, three testify, and one of them happens to be a Karaiv or a Rosh, Karav Apostle. So what's the issue? So what's the din? Is there a din of Karav Apostle? Is there not a din of Karav? Of course there's a din of Karav Apostle. There's a Machloikus Hatanayim where the Karav Apostle applies to Mominus, or only applies to Nefashis, but Nefashis, everybody agrees that there is a din of Karav Apostle. So what's the Machloikus? The Kamif Ligi, and the Machloikus between Rab Meir and the Chachamim, recorded in the Mishnah, and in Tosefta, Machloikus, whether Moitzi Shemer is Bishloisha, Be'ez Mishloisha, the Kamif Ligi, look to the Rabbi Yosi, Verebi, Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva, the Snan. What is this Machloikus? Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva, the Snan, Rabbi Akiva, Omer. So what is this? This is the context of this quotation from the Mishnah Makkos, the first paragraph of Makkos. The context is the Tanoim are working on that Tosik that says Al Pishnai Meidim Al Pishloisha Eidim Yumas Hameis. So they're all bothered with the question: Im is Kayemus Eidus Pishnai Melamim Part LaHakosa Bishloisha. If two is good, so three is certainly good. What do you need a Tosik to say that three? Let it say Al Pishnai Meidim Shnayim Lamutei Echod. Right? And then you know that anything two and above is acceptable. There must be, to tell me, some kind of a hekesh between Shnai and Shlosha. What is the nature of the hekesh? What is it trying to tell me? So one time it says that Trey Kimeo and Meo Ketrey. The two can be Mazim three, and if two contradicts three, it's the same as if three would have contradicted three. You don't say that the Halacha Harav Deis. Since here there are three and here there are two, so the three beat out the two. And even if you have 100 witnesses on one side, and two are mazim 100, or two contradict 100, so you still say trei kemeyo, and it's considered equal. That's all based on this pasuk. Al pishnayim eidim, al pishlosha eidim, laki shlosha lishnayim, shnayim lishlosha. That's what one Tana says. And every Tana gives a different suggestion. What is the hekesh telling me? So Rabbi Akiva says, loy barat shlishi, ela lahachmer alav, lasiz dino. The previous Tana says, each Tana gives a different suggestion of what it says, what does it mean al pishnayim v'shlosha. So the previous Tana says, you only give kasha zamam if you're mazim both of the Eidim. If you only mazim one of the Eidim, let's say two witnesses say that he was mechal Shabbos, he deserves a skila, and you're only mazim one of them, and the other one is still kayim. So you don't give kasha zamam to the one. How do you know? So Rashi says, because the pasuk reads, v'hinei, Aid sheker ha'aid. We have established that the kateidim, the word aid means a kateidim, a pair of aidim. The whole kateidim is sheker. So the question is, what if three witnesses testify that he deserves a death penalty? You mazim two out of the three. So two out of the three is a kateidim. So you really, the two who are huzmo should really get kashazam. So the previous Tana says no, that unless you mazim the third one. Makish Losha Lishnai means you have to have Achi Azamu Kulam. It's not enough Achi Azamu Shnehem. The word aid means a minimum of two. No? If Lamaisa there were three Aidim or four Aidim, and you're only Mazim two or three out of the four, they won't get the punishment of Kashazam until you're Mazim the entire group. Achi Azamu Kulam. Comes Rabbi Akiva and he disagrees with the previous Tana. Who's the previous Tana? I forgot already. Does Rashi tell you who it is? The Reb Shimon, Tosin says, the previous Tana is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Baichoi. Reb Shimon in the Gemara is Reb Shimon Baichoi. So Reb Shimon Baichoi says, Lahaki Shlosh of the Shlime, you need actually Zom Kulam. If you only mazim two out of the three or two out of the four, even those who are Huzba don't get the punishment. Rabbi Akiva says, that's what the pasuk tells me. That's what the pasuk tells me. Lahokel, that you don't give them the punishment. No, the pasuk is coming lahachmer, not lahokel. Lazadina kayetze ba'elu. That what? If you're mazim, how did Rashi and Tosis learn? If you're mazim all three, then even the third one gets kasha zama. One can argue the point and say, what do you mean kasha zama lasu le'ochel? The third one didn't accomplish anything. If you would have stopped the case after the first two witnesses, you would have gotten the death penalty anyway. So the third guy is just the fifth wheel on the car over here. It's irrelevant. He's just a nitfal over avera. He doesn't accomplish anything, and you didn't need him. And he was irrelevant. So why should you give him the punishment? So Rabbi Kiva says, no. The purpose of the hekish, makish, lozer, shnayim, not like Rabbi Shimon says, achiyazom shloshtam. He says the main purpose is lahachmer olav, that you give the punishment to the third one. So Taisus is not sure what Rabbi Akiva is disagreeing over here. Leibach shlishi lahakel olav ela lahachmer olav. Rabbi Akiva says what Rabbi Shimon said is wrong. What Rabbi Shimon said is wrong. Rabbi Shimon says he need atchiyazom shloshtam, and I disagree. You don't need atchiyazom shloshtam. It's enough if I have atchiyazom shneim. Or Rabbi Akiva doesn't disagree with Rabbi Shimon. He just says that's true, but the main hekesh is lahachma, not so much lahaka. What he said is true, but what I say is also true. So he says they're not sure. Matzi lemeimer the palagad Rabbi Shimon for the denarogam up pishen shloshim zomimim. It could be that that's what he means. The thesis is not sure. That's the first wide line in this thesis. Lo bashlishi. Matzi lemeimer could well be the palagad Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And it could be doesn't disagree. Taisus is not sure. Could be he agrees, he disagrees. In the days of the Rif's name is Rabbeinu Yitzchok Alfasi. He lived in Fez. Where's Fez? In Morocco, capital of Morocco. So in the days of the Rif, there was another Rabbeinu Yitzchok. Rabbeinu Yitzchok Ibn Giyat. They call him the Rishon, call him the Rif, the way in Yeshivas they pronounce it, the Rif Geus. Rabbeinu Yitzchok Ibn Giyat. So the Nemuki Yosef Amakis quotes the Ritz Geis on this Mishnah. What is Rabbi Akiva driving at here? So he says Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Reb Shimon. He has an original interpretation. Says Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Reb Shimon that you don't have to mazim all three. If you mazim two, that's enough. And not only did the two get the punishment kashizam, the third guy who's innocent, he was never huzam. He could be even telling the truth. The third guy, who is never huzam, gets also the death penalty. If he's huzam, so why do you call him a nitzvah? He gave the Eidah Sheker. So the Ritz Gay says, that's what Rabbi Akiva, of course he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Not only does he disagree that it's enough if you mazim two out of the three, that the two get the punishment, if you mazim two out of the three, the third guy also gets the punishment. Nitzvah lo riavera, he's a nafshlepa. He went and he testified, part of what he said is a lie. Because we were mazim the two, they weren't there. They were in South Africa. They weren't in New York. And this guy says, and didn't the fashas, they all have to be Roy, Melo, Eselo. So he says, I was there, and Reuben killed Shimon, and I saw the other two witnesses. A part of what he said is a lie. He didn't see the other two. We believed the Mazinim that the other two weren't even there. They were in South Africa. Just because he told a little bit of a lie, but he was never huzam. He was never huzam. He wasn't in South Africa. Maybe he really was there. Maybe the murder did occur, and maybe he was there. And he wanted the murderer to get the death penalty, so he told us, stick a lie. He told the other two guys to come along with him and tell a lie that they were there too. So the Ritz Gay says, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. You're wrong, Reb Shimon. Lo ba shlishi ela lahachmer olav, not lahakel. That's an extreme shita. Lasus dina kayetze ba'elu. We punish the third one even though he's lohuzim. And kein onesh akasos sinit lo ba'averka ba'avere. The guy's only a noch schlepper. Even though he didn't do an aver of Eidah Sheker. He testified truly. Kalvachaymer, he says, Alachas kama, shisham scharas and nitzlov semitzvah, kesemitzvah. According to the Ritz Geis, it means that one gets a reward. Let's say a guy's a noch schlepper. They go to bake matzahs, and I come and I just watch them. I don't drive the car, and I don't bake the matzahs, and I don't do anything. I just watch them. I'm a nitzvah. I cheer them on. So you also get reward. According to the Ritz Geis, the Nitz B'Lavi Aver means he didn't do an Aver, he's just an Osh leper over here. So the nitpalosa mitzvah also gets reward with a kavachayim alach as kama v'kam. That's quite a chiddush. I say it over because, first of all, because it's a fascinating interpretation. Secondly, it may be relevant to halacha. What he said. How can you explain that? The guy wasn't Huzam. It said, Eidim Zemim and get Kasha Zom. He was never Huzam. One Kat Eidim, and what? And we have it there. Nim Sechem and Karav Apostle. So since you were Mazim, two of them, and two of them are labeled as Eidim Zemim, so even the third one, who was never Huzam, that's the din of Kor Apostle. The psul that we label on the two is tal on him too. We call him an Eid Zaymim also. And who gets the Einish Kasha Zamam? The one who has a shame Eid Zaymim, even if you never really ascertained that he gave Eid Sheker. He was never Huzam. Just if you get a shame Eid Zaymim. Wow, that set us along the lines of what we had yesterday. We were talking about the Rashi. The Rashi seems to understand that there are four people who don't need Hatzroah. In order to get a punishment, they can get the death penalty without any Hatzroah. So one of them was Eidim Zemimim. And what was the Hezber? That the Yoinish is not so much for the Avera that they did. It's not a punishment for the Avera. It's to serve as a deterrence. So it's not that we ascertain they did an Avera. Whoever has a Shem Eid Zemim gets Kasha Zoma. So maybe that's what this risk case is driving at. If you have to be Mazim 2, if you're only Mazim 1, you also say Karva Pasla. Yeah, but you don't give Kasha Zamam. The Pasla says, Hine Cheka Ho'eid. The word Eid means a Kat Eid. So you have to be Mazim 2. But once you're Mazim 2 out of the 3, and you say Nim Sechemem Karva Pasla, so the Shem Psul of Eid Zaymem is Kal on all the rest of them. And the punishment of Kasha Zamam follows. Punishment of Kasha Zamam is administered to the one, the Oynish Mitzvah is administered to the one who has a shame made in him, even if you don't ascertain that he did an aver. That's quite an interesting kiddush. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has such a question, part of this story. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva that goes as follows. The din is that if a woman is married and the husband is in the army, and let's say her husband is killed in the army, so she's permitted to remarry. But how do you ascertain that the husband is killed? He didn't come back. Maybe he's still alive. They have to have witnesses who testify. So the Mishnah has a din. We assume it's a din mederabanan. Min haTorah, we assume you really need two eidim. Have to testify that the husband is dead. Because it's a davish of the yarvein, davish of the yarvein, pachas mishnah. And mederabanan, we say, mishum igun akil berabanan, we say that we can accept the testimony of an eid echor. Eid Echod is good, even if he's a Karev, even if it's an Isha, even if it's an Akum Misich Lefitumai, even if it's an Eved. We accept the testimony of all of the Psulim. The only one whose testimony we don't accept is a Gazon Shel Torah Pasul Eidus Isha. Gazon Shel Torah is Pasul Eidus Isha. What is that Lashon Gazon Shel Torah as opposed to Gazon Shel Divrehim? Because the Mishnah has a list of people here later, Elohim Hapsulim, in the third Torah. Okay, the Mishnah is on Daf Chav Dalet on the base in Sanhedrin. The Elohim Hapsulim, Hamasachik Bekuvi, a gambler, Hamalva Beribis, Mafricha Yainim, Vaiter gambler, Secher Shviyas. So all of these people, Tyson says, these people are all Psulim in the Rabbanon. These are not Roshim in our Torah. Tosis writes Ve'elohein Apsulim on Daf Chav Dalet and Bey that the Mishnah does not have the Girsa Avodim because an Eved is Pasul in HaTorah, and all these in the Mishnah are only Psulim in Divrehim. There's only Gazlonim in Divrehim. So that's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Here it says on the side, this Gemara appears in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Beis Omer Aleph. So the Gemara says there, I think it's the end of the first parak in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says Gazlon Shel Torah is Pasul Eidus Isha. A Gazon Shel Divrehim is kosher Leidus Isha. If the fellows in Mesachi Bekuvi, Malva Beribis, Mafrichiyem, Sechei Shviz, we would accept him. We can rely on him as the Eid Echad, the one and only Eid who says Meiz Baruch. But if he's a Gazon Shel Torah, a Ganef Min HaTorah, then he's possible even Leidus Isha because there's a Hashash Meshaka. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a Sofek, has a Dion in the Tshuva. What if you have a case of Agunis, a Shalav Heter Agunis, and you have two or more witnesses come to say the same thing, that someone is dead. And one of them is a holy tzaddik, never did any averis, never been adam lamokim, been adam havero, very good reputation. And the other one, a gazlan shel Torah. And they all testify, everybody comes and they say the same stories. The World Trade Center collapsed, and we took out the bodies, and we recognized, and he was plainly. Where's the body? He buried him. Whatever. Well, he says, afterwards, the fire burnt the body, and no more body. Now it's ashes. But we saw he was dead before, and then the fire, and if he wasn't dead, then the fire burnt him. So now for sure he's dead, and then now there's ashes. There's no way to identify the body now. So, and all the three say the exact same thing, word for word. They all say the same thing. So you have three Aden. So Rabbi Kivega is not sure. Maybe there's a din of Karva Posel. Since one of them is Gazlan Shel Torah, and the Gazlan Shel Torah is not acceptable, and there's a din of Karva Posel, and maybe you treat the tzaddik as if he were a Gazlan Shel Torah. Or maybe you say, no, you accept all the psulim. A Karva is good. And an Evakanaini is good. And an Akum Misich Lefituma is good. Everybody's good. And Anisha is good. All the people are good. The only one who's not good is Chashash Meshaker. Gazim Shatel is Chashash Meshaker. So the din of Korah Apostle is not Hapsul. So if you have two witnesses, one of them is a Gazim Shatel, the other one is a Tzaddik. So you say there's a Psul of Korah Apostle. So Korah Apostle is not Hapsul. It's not worse. How can it be worse than Isha? It's worse than Korah. It's worse than all the other psulim. So just like the Rabbanan, they accepted the Mishumiguna Kilibir Rabbanan, they said we're going to accept all the psulim except from Gazan Shel Torah. So how can you say that a Karva Posel of a Gazan Shel Torah is more common than an Isha? It's worse than an Isha. It's worse than an Eved Kanaini. It's worse than a Karev. How can that be? But because they get toys with the idea, is not sure, the Pitzchei Tshuva quotes in the Simon Yud Zayin and Heter Agmonis and Ebenezer. Rabbi Kivega says, no, maybe it's worse, because when you have a Korah Apostle, so the shame soul from him carries over to the other one. So you label the other one also as a Gazan Shel Torah. And that's what the Chachamim said, a Gazan Shel Torah is no good. Where did you get this idea that that's the Pshat in Korah Apostle? So you got it from this Maritz Geis. Maritz Geis says, Pshat is wild, Pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Lebo Ashlishi Lahokil Olav Ela Lahachmer Olav, that Rabbi Akiva is in outright disagreement. Not that Tosis is not sure whether Rabbi Akiva agrees or disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. The Maritz Geis says, no, absolutely disagrees. Maritz Geis holds, Rabbi Akiva says, if you're mazim two out of the three, the third one also gets kashas on. Because Karva Apostle makes it that the Shem made Zayim on the two is chala on the third one. In Sechemem Karva Apostle, he also has a Shem made Zayim. And then Zayim gets the Einish kashas on. Wow. It's a shver Maritz Geis and it's a shver Rabbi Kivega. They're both shver, but they're both shver in the same direction. They're both pushing for the same idea.
Kivega is a different problem because here's that issue of the psul. When the Gazan Shel Torah is a bigger psul, it's not that psul.
Yeah.
So Naniach, like we just faced solely instead of Kivega.
There's an argument that the strong is not that the halacha Gazan Shel Torah is possible, latest isha, because of Chashash Meshaka, that's why. So even if you'll say the shame soul that he has is chal on him, but still there's no Chashash Meshaka, it's only a chok that is possible, but there's no Chashash Meshaka. That's one problem. Then there's another issue also, which Rabbi Kivega deals with. Rabbi Kivega quotes Aran, who talks about that, Aran Gittin, who talks about this. What's the din if you have a case like it, you're talking in abstract, but the case of Heter Agmonis where it echoed is believed. So this din, Nim Sechet Men Edim Karva Apostle, means you have a Kata Edim. You have two or three or four, ten Edim, and one of them is no good, so I say it's one big Kat, they're all together, so you can't accept anybody's testimony. You can't accept anybody's. And maybe that's only about Nedvar Mamurim in an instance where the halacha requires two Edim. So the halacha says that there's a tziruf of the two Edim together. So then the halacha goes further and says if you have three or more, so they're all mitzvah yachad. If one of the group, one of the ten, is possible, then they're all not acceptable. Nim sechem and Edim kol possible. But if you have a case where Edechot is accepted, by Heter Agmonis Edechot is good, you don't need more than Edechot. So who says that there's a tziruf kat at all? Maybe they're not tziruf kat, so maybe Bechlal you shouldn't apply the whole concept of Nim sechem min ha'edim. Karav Apostle. If there's no kat, if you don't need a kat in the first place, if all you need is Eidechod, so maybe even if you have more than Eidechod, they're not mitzvah from Yachad. So Rabbi Kadega quotes Aran in Gittin, the first parak in Gittin, Aran on the Riv, who says not so. Kadega was a bucky. Most people don't remember that Ram, but they know. And this daf under your nose, that some people know. Many people don't know that either under their nose. That Ram that you got to really remember. But on the daf, the svara comes in. Rabbi Kadega's svara. We'll see in a minute. So let's see again. So just to review, the pasuk is in Chumash Devarim, chapter Yutes. Al pishnai meidim, al pishloish eidim yumas hameis. So the Tanoim are all working on this pasuk. The Mishnah in Makis quotes one drush after the other after the other. Imis kayem so eidus pishlam in love part lachak kasa b'shloisha. The pasuk doesn't read straight. Why does it say you need two or three witnesses? You need two or more witnesses. What's up with three? Why does it mention three? If it says two, it means the exclusion of one, and anything better than anything more than two is it perfect? What's the problem? So the Tanoim, each Tana gives another drasha. So yesterday we spoke about the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Rav Sadiq, and how do you read the Pshuto Shel Mikra? But somehow the Tanoim are talking about the angle of the drasha. What else can you read into the post? So the Tana Reb Shimon, who immediately precedes Reb Akiva, says that just like if you have two witnesses, you don't give Kasha Zam Machia Zam Ushnehem, because the pasuk says Vehine Eid Sheker Ha'Eid, and the word Eid means Shnayim. Kamak Mishnemer Eid Shnayim has the connotation of two Eidim. So to hear, if you have three witnesses, nobody gets Kashizamim unless Hashizamim Kulam. Even the two who are Huzmu don't get a punishment. Comes Rabbi Akiva and he says, I beg your pardon, Zakta Terab Shimon Bayichoi. I beg your pardon, Loibar Akasu, Loibar Shlishi Lahakil Alav. That's, I think, the Girsa in Makis, no? By us, it doesn't say like that. Here it says, Lo Ba'ash Lishi El El Hachmer. I think in Makis it says it sharper, Lo Ba'ash Lishi Lahokil Olav El El Hachmer Olav. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Lo Ba'ash Lishi Lahokil El El Hachmer Olav, Las Zina Kayetabelu. Sharper, he says. Don't tell me the pasuk mentions the third aid lahakel, and you need Achi Azom of Kulam, like Reb Shimon says. No, not so. So that's unclear. Tais says they're not sure. He says that's not all the pasuk is telling me. Don't only tell me the pasuk is teaching me lahakel. The pasuk is also teaching me lahakel. Or does Tais disagree with Reb Shimon? Tais says Reb Akiva is disagreeing with Reb Shimon and saying what you said is not true. Loibar pasuk lahakel. Not that the pasuk didn't only come lahakel. Not true that the pasuk comes lahakel. It only comes lahakel. Only comes lahakel. And then the Maritz Geis has a further. He goes further into that opinion that not only does Rabbi Akiva disagree with Reb Shimon that if who's mushnayim the two will get the punishment. He says that's what Rabbi Akiva says. The third one gets the punishment. Nit below out there. The third one gets the punishment even though he was never who's that. A mechudish dikipshat. Yeah. Kain, on a mitzvah. Why is it a kavachaymer? How do you know it's a kavachaymer? So Rashi tells you to look in Yuma Dafayin Vav, because the one Yuma establishes that there's more reward for people who do mitzvahs than for people who, than there is punishment for people who do others. Midatav and merubim midas paranis. Because the pasuk says, as the pasuk says, now teres adibros. That the Russia will be punished for his children, his grandchildren, but the tzaddikim will be punished for 2,000 generations later. The 2,000 generations is 500 times as much as 4 generations. So that's meruba midas midatav midas paranish, 500 times more, 500 times greater. So if the pasuk tells me that the nitpalovi avera gets a punishment, so certainly more so the nitpalaisi mitzvah certainly gets reward. You get 500 times more reward. Okay. So that's one. So we have a few drushes here. We have Reb Shimon says, Achi Azamu Kulam. We not only do we not accept the Maritz Gez, we don't accept the Tosis either. The Tosis says Rabbi Akiva's Palagad Reb Shimon. We assume the Rabbi Akiva is adding on to Reb Shimon. Lahakil is true. We pass like Reb Shimon. They need Achi Azamu Kula, Achi Azamu Shloshtam. And if not the Azamu Shloshtam, nobody gets a punishment. We don't accept, not only don't we accept the Maritz Geis, we don't accept what Tesis suggests either, much of the name of the Palagad Reb Shimon. We don't hold like that either. We hold you do need the Azamu Kula. So the Hekish tells me, it tells me, then it also tells me the din of Karva Pasol. Mashnaim Nitzach Me Karva Pasol, Eidusim Teilo. Al Shloshim Nitzach Me Karva Pasol, Eidusim Teilo. That's also Makish Naim the Shloshim. But I don't feel the Meyo. You have 100 and one of them is no good. Talmud Loimar, Eidin. Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Bamed, Devorim Amurim. So we accept all of these. We accept that the Hekish Makish Shloshim Shnaim is for all the three dinim. Achi Uzama Kulam, Achi Uzama Kola Meyo, and Nitbalavi Avera, and Karva Pasol. So Rashi says because we could have given the din in the fashas with the first two. The third one means the one who testified last. The one who testified third. So he didn't. He was the fifth wheel to the car. No, if he were mazin then, Marit Gay says even if you're not mazin then he gets doinish misa. And we paskin only, we don't accept the Marit Gay. We say, if you are mazim all three, then they all get the punishment, even though the third one, you can't really say there was attempted murder, because they would have given the death penalty based on the first two witnesses anyway, even if the third one wouldn't have stepped up. So the third one is not so much of a kashizama maslochi, he's part of the chevra who attempted to give the oinish misa shalekidim. What he said was lamalu lamert. So still, the halacha says he gets the kashazam. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, "Bamed var mamurim." When I'm asking, there is a din of karva pasul. That's only b'din in the first. It's halva b'din in mamunis. There's no din of karva pasul. This kaim ha'edus bishar. Why does Rabbi Yossi distinguish between mamunis and the first? What's the makom lechalek? So this is the famous machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi writes, "Hitzila ha'edo." It says, "Bamid balamin hebi hitzila ha'edo." What do you mean? Hitzila ha'edo. Rashi writes, "The mahadrinon bosas chuso." Hitzila ha'edo tells you that the midrash haturned reshes pem in the area of dinin nefashos is different from in kol haTorah kula. That if you have a pasuk and you have a drasha to darshan, so you only darshan the drasha if you think it fits in well. If it fits into the word, you think it makes sense. The nitan layama. If you're a little bit misupik about it, sanish. So you don't darshan the pasuk like that. Ben lahakol ben lahachmer. You only darshan a pasuk if you really think it fits in. When it comes to din and nefashas, that's the halacha. Itzilu eder the midrash haturned and reshes pem are different. And you have a right to darshan a pasuk lahokel, even if it's not really so b'mashma, even if it's not so convinced that that's what it should be. If there's a slight svara to say like that, so you always darshan lahokel. So that's what Rabbi Yossi seems to only help. This din of karva pasuk doesn't really make any sense. What are you talking about? You have four witnesses, and two of them are no good. So the other two are also. You have 100 witnesses, one of them is no good. So the 99 are not accepted because the one is not accepted. What kind of halacha? He says it's very not mistaber. He says in din in the parshas that's the halacha of yitzila ho'eda. You always darshan lahakel, even if it's not so gevaldik svara, even if it's not so mistaber. But in din in mamun is like yisur heta. You only darshan a din if it's alekza chavin sechel, if it makes sense. So Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't make any sense. The parshas mechateisa will darshan it. Yitzila ho'eda mahadrin abasas chusa. You darshan psukim always lahakel, but in mamun is not. That's how Rashi writes. That's how Rashi writes in Makis on the Mishnah. That's how Rashi repeats over here. And Tosfos there in Makis says, no, that's not why. Tosfos says, that's not why. So Tosfos says, what's the whole drasha? Makis shlosha lishnayim. It says, al pishnayim edem, al pishlosha edem, yumas hameis. Makis shlosha lishnayim. Mashnayim. If you would only have two witnesses and one of them would be a karva pasul, you're left with nothing. So even if you have three and one of them is karva pasul, you're left with two. So you can, two is enough to pass in the case. So that's the halacha, makir shlosh hashanim is also no good. The drush only gets off the ground in din and nefashas. In the case of din mamis, you don't even get the first base. What if you have two witnesses, one of them is no good? So the one witness is good. You make a shvur, and a rechot for mamis, you can make a shvur. A rechot is good for mamis. You won't win the whole case. You'll win part of the case. There's what to negotiate. There's what to be done about. So Tosfos says in Mamunis, that's the reason for Rabbi Yossi. Not because he darshan lahakel, even if it's not mistaber, and Mamunis is like in Kol haTorah Kula. No. It's the drasha doesn't read straight in Mamunis. You can't begin by saying Mashnaim nintzach mekav pasle duz ptela. It's not true. Yeah. So some, the Neri there, and Makis, has a machlekes. What's the din halacha lemaisa? Let's say there were five witnesses. I say you owe me $100,000, and you deny it. I say, I bring five witnesses. I bring all the five witnesses. It turns out one of them happens to be my brother-in-law. And they all testify. They all testify. The four witnesses are good. I should win the whole case. One was my brother-in-law, so we applied the klal of nimtzech and nehem kava pasul, edus kulam b'teilo. So I don't win. I don't win $100,000. But would there be a chiv shvur deraisa? Would there be a chiv shvur deraisa? So the Miri has a machlokes and rishonim about this. What's the machlokes? The negate to shvua, you don't need a tziruf kat. Eid echod is machayv shvua, like Rabbi Kivega said by the heter agunet. Rabbi Kivega's quest, Rabbi Kivega's dat was by agunet enough eid echod, then maybe there's no tziruf kat. So maybe if you're going to have karav apostle, what does it bother me? There's no tziruf kat. Everybody stands by themselves. So the Miri has a machlokes about that. From Taisus, you can't tell one way or the other. Taisus said over there, the reason for Rabbi Yossi distinguishing between Bamed, Vamamin, and Fosh, Zavah, the Mominist, Sky Made is Bashar, and we don't Paschal like Rabbi Yossi. We Paschal, Rabbi Yom Echadin, Mominist, Echadin, and Fosh, there's a din of Karav Apostle, we Paschal like Rabbi. So, according to what did Taisus explain within Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yosef distinguish the Mamas and the Fashas? So they didn't say like Rashi said. That in the Fashas, you darsh in the drasha, even though it's not so mistaber. You always, if the drasha is lahokal ala nidon, so you say the hitzilah, the darshan like that. But in Mamanis, the drasha is the authority, the style of drashas has to be like normal. And call it tarfula. You only say a drasha if it's mistaber. And Rabbi Yosef held that it rubs him the wrong way. It's not mistaber. He doesn't like this drasha. So in the Fashas, he's stuck. You say the drasha lachal and mamanis he doesn't like. So that's where Rashi learns. And Taisus doesn't agree. What did Taisus learn? That in the Foshes, the drasha begins. The drasha is nitan lehidorish. Mashnayim. If you would have had only two witnesses, nimtzech, and I'm across the left with an eid echod, is meaningless. Nothing. The eid echod by the Foshes doesn't get off the gun. You don't get to first base. Saf shloisha is the same as shnayim. It's a din of karvapas. So Taisus says you can't say that by mamanin. The mashnayim, because if you would have two aid in my mom and one would be no good, the remaining aid would be good l'chayiv shvua. So Taisa says beferish that karav apostle by mom is a chayiv shvua. It doesn't say that in Taisa. Taisa is just explaining why Rabbi Yossi doesn't darshan like that. Rebbe, who does hold from the din of karav apostle by mom is, could be that he agrees that there would be a chayiv shvua, could be he holds that there's no chayiv shvua. You can't tell what Rebbe says. That the Neri has the two days. Halacha lamaisa. Rabbi Yossi, Tess just explaining within Rabbi Yossi, the drasha doesn't lend itself to it's not nitan lehidorish and dini mamanis, because you can't begin by saying mashnayim if one of them is no good, one of them is a karev, so the other one is meaningless. Because by mamanis, if you're starting off, you don't have any, you're blank, you start off, you don't have any dinim at all of karev apostle. So what are you going to say? If you have two, one is no good, so the remaining one is meaningless. Why is he meaningless? He makes a chiv shvua. But once you establish that there is a din, once we pass like Rabbi that there is a din of Karav Apostle, maybe the Karav Apostle even knocks out the Eid Echod with respect to Shvu also. You can't tell what Taisus says. This is just explaining within Rabbi Yossi that the drasha doesn't get off the ground. But they don't say la'alocha what the din is.
This is only
if they can, there's one cut.
Alone?
Yeah, that's what Taisus says. Only by Eid Hameyid. Only if they all testify. If it's not, that's, we're going to have to see that long Taisus. Yeah. Taisa says, when you have a chasana, you always have proven of psulim, you always have people watching, and you don't say Karav Apostle. So Taisa says, the reason why is because Karav Apostle only applies to eight hameyid, only if they actually bowl the bezin and they testify. If they don't testify, just eight haroya doesn't apply. What if it's eight hameyid and they didn't testify tirchi de dibra of each other? What if it's eight hameyid, all the five witnesses testify, but they didn't testify tirchi de dibra of each other? So would you still say Karav Apostle? So Taisus thinks that you do. We pass in that like Taisus, that you do say Karav Apostle. It depends. Achi is Amukulam, that has to be Tech, the Ibu of each other. because it turns out that they're lying, they were never there. So you can't say the Riyas HaMaisa together is Mitzarfim. There was no Riyas HaMaisa to speak of. They weren't even there in New York, they were in South Africa on Sunday. So there is no Riyas HaMaisa to be Mitzarfim. But if you have five Eidim, if you're talking about a case where Loi Huzmu, we were never Mazin then, he just had Korv Apostle, so there was a Riyas HaMaisa. It really happened, and all five were watching, and one guy's my brother-in-law, and the other four are not Kroivim. So then Taisu says, Lalacha, the Riyas HaMaisa will be Mitzarftim. You'll say Korv Apostle, even if they're not Heidu Terch Dedib. The only thing is, whoever is not Meid doesn't have a Shemeid. Eid means the one who testified, not the one who saw and who has the potential to testify. The Mashin, the Lamdin is the one who learns, not the one who has the potential to learn. A lot of people have a lot of potential, but they don't learn. They're not Lamdin. The Ganef is the one, that's what they say, B'Shem Rachem. The Ganef is the one who gamdes, not the one who has the potential to gamdes. Everybody has the potential to. So the Lamdin is the guy who knows how to learn. A lot of people have a sharp head, but they don't apply themselves to learning. So that's not a Lamdin, just because he has a sharp head. Falkishan, but it's not a lamed, it's a person who learns. So here also Taisa says an aid is a person who actually testifies. If he doesn't testify, he's not called an aid. So if you have five people saw the murder, or five people saw the halvor, and only the four sharing came to Bezin, and the brother-in-law stays home because he knows he's not kosher aid, so that's fine, that's not korv apostle, that's only aid haraya. But if all five came to court and they testify, even though they don't testify, test the deeper of each other. But Lamaisa, they were all in the start for Yachad Vishat Riyas HaMaisa. So then Taisa says, you will apply Korv Apostle. I think Mar says in Makis that it's only considered a Tzir of Kastis, so they all testify, Tech Le Dibra of each other. Taisa says, yeah, that's the context of that Gemara is vis a vis the Din about Shezom Kulam. Shezom Kulam comes up, there never was a Riyas HaMaisa. They were all lying. They were never there. They never saw anything together. So the only way to be Mitzarftim Yachad is with the Hagodah Tech Le Dibra. That's the famous Tosfos. That's what basically we accept that Tosfos Lalacha. That's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Tosfos. Only Eid HaMeid has a Shemeid. Eid HaRoi doesn't have to. That's a very important question. We'll have to get to that. So there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, where the Korv Apostle, they're both going like Rabbi Akiva. There is a din of Korv Apostle, but Rabbi Akiva is talking about Nefashis. The original Pasuk in Dvarim Yutes, the original pasuk is talking about nefashos. So does the din of Korah apostle only apply to nefashos? Does it even extend to mammonis? Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't make sense to extend it to mammonis. Only applies to nefashos. Whatever the explanation, either Rashi or Tosfos. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rebbe, that you even apply Korah apostle to mammonis as well. Yeah, but that machlekes of Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe is irrelevant here. We're talking the husband came a year after he got married with witnesses who testified the wife was Mizana, and we're talking about giving the wife Misa. We're not talking about Mominus. We're talking about Nefashis to give her the Einish Misa. So in Nefashis, everybody agrees that there is a din of Korah Apostle. That's Rabbi Akiva's din. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, their argument is whether Rabbi Akiva's din only applies in Nefashis or even extends to Mominus. But we're talking about nefashos, so that's not the machlokes. The Gemara says no, but within nefashos there's another machlokes. There's another machlokes. That's how the Gemara said the plukta the Rabbi Yosef the Rebbe. Here, you see on the sixth line from the top. Ravino, I'm a klulon shinem sechem erein kav apostle. Come a plukta Rabbi Yosef the Rebbe. I'll leave Rabbi Akiva disnan. Which plukta the Rabbi Yosef the Rebbe? Which plukta the Rabbi Yosef the Rebbe? Not the plukta where the kav apostle applies to the moment. There's a machlokes within the nefashos. Because we're talking about Eishes Ishes Zin, so it is Nefashis. Achlegis within Nefashis. And then Rebbe says, the Emasai, the last two lines on the daf, Rebbe comes up with a statement that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah does not agree with. Emasai, and when do you apply the din of Korv Apostle by Nefashis? Only Bizman Shehistru Bohem. Only if the Korv of the Apostle participated Bishas Maisa Avera as an active aid. Some, let's say there were five guys watching the Ritzicha, or five guys watching the Znus, five people, and one of them was a Korev, and then later on he came to testify. So Rebbe said just because he was a Korev and he saw it and he came to testify, doesn't make Korev a Pasul. It's only Bizman Shehistru Bohem. If the Korev or the Pasul warned the Bali Avere, you better not do that avera, or we're going to bring you to Bezin and we're going to give you the death penalty. So we're going to give you. It doesn't say better not do it because they're going to bring you to Bezin. No, that would be fine. The hasra doesn't have to come from the Eidim. That's a machlekes. The Gemara quotes on the base. What is someone else? That's Rabin, the second version. Does the hasra have to come from the Eidim or not? So we paskin does not have to come from the Eidim. One time it says the hasra has to come from the Eidim, because lahaid means to testify, and lahaid means to warn. Reid ha'ed ba'am, 10 years to lalas al Hashem and often men of Rav. Reid ha'ed ba'am means hasrei ba'am, warn the people. Lahaid means to testify. Lahaid means to warn. So Rabbi Yosi, whose opinion is not accepted, Rabbi Yosi says that on the base on Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi's opinion is that the hasra has to be from the Eidim. And if a stranger gave a hasra, the Eidim say, we were watching and someone warned them, don't shoot, don't kill, because you're going to get the death penalty. And that stranger, well, Agoy said, or the victim, the murder victim, said, you better not shoot me because the witnesses are going to bring you to court and they're going to give you the death penalty. And then he shoots him and he kills him. So he doesn't come to testify, he's dead. So Rabbi Yosi holds that you don't give Reinish Misa. So we don't accept Rabbi Yosi's opinion. But Rebbe over here, the Rebbe Shita is not based on Rabbi Yosi. Rebbe says a different word. In order to apply Korva Pasul to Nefashis, it only applies if the Pasul A, B'shat Riyas HaMaisa, demonstrates that he plans to testify. He says, don't do the Loisinov, don't violate Loisinov, or I will see to it. We will give you the Einish Misa. We will bring it to business. So we means, if he says, don't do Lysina, because they're going to bring you, so he doesn't demonstrate at all that he's an A. But if he says, we will bring you to court and we will give you the Einish Misa, so then, how does Rashi write? Shegilu daitam shafheim nasim Eidim. They demonstrate that they plan to serve as Eidim. So then it's called Dim Tzeched Min Ha'Eidim, Karav Apostle. Then one of the Eidim who warned him is the Karav Apostle. So Eidis Kulim Mateo. But he says, Abu Bizman Shalom Hisrubayan. But what if the Karav Apostle didn't give any Hasra, even though they were watching, even though later on they come into the Bezin and they testify? Then Rebbe holds that you don't say Karav Apostle. And Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rebbe. It's a double machlekes, Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe. One machlekes is whether Rabbi Akiva's din or Karav Apostle is restricted only to Nefashis or even extends to Mominus. And then there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yosi says it only applies to Nefashis. Now within the Farshis is a machlekes in the opposite direction. Rabbi Yosi is more machmer than Rabbi. He says that you would apply Karav Apostle even if the Apostle didn't do anything to demonstrate B'shas Maisa Ha'aver that he plans to serve as an aid. And Rabbi says no, only of Gilu Daitam Shafheim Nasim Eidim. And he argues why? B'zman Shalu Hisar Bahem Bayach L'shnayim Yach L'shurah Bech L'shurah G'san Nefesh. It can't be. Rabbi says it can't be. There's no din of Kasha Zama. There's no din of Nimtech and then Karv Apostle in such a case. So let's go back again. So this is Ravina's first version. Ravina's going to have a second and a third version, how he suggests. So what is Ravina interpreting again? In the Mishnah. The husband comes a year after the Chasana, it doesn't come the next morning. It comes a year after and he comes with witnesses, and witnesses testify. If he's coming, I'll see if he's Eino Nemen a year later. So he brings two witnesses who testify that Zinsa. And the witnesses are coming, and the Kabbalah say this is Bishloisha, even though we're talking about a din in the Fosha's case. That's how Rashi says, Bahani Ami Bapit Losa. Rashi goes like the Rav Sadigun, that the two witnesses testify in the presence of a bezin of three smuchim. You don't need all 23. And three hadyotas, probably no good. I'll be pashas, you need three smuchim. We'll have to get to that order. Is that true? We discussed that already. But the smicha is a din in Bezna, smicha is a din in Hayro. We spoke a little bit about it. According to Rav Sadigoyen, that it's sufficient, Kabbalah said this in the first, is sufficient with Bezna of three. Do you need three smuchim, or would it be good enough three hadyotas? That would also depend on that machlekes. So smicha din and bezdin, like Tosis keeps on saying, smicha is a din and bezdin. So then, the Sama Kabbalah say this, besnei bezdin shal shlosha. So you need shlosha smuchim, because you're not going to say shlichus zayu. We're talking about din and koshes over here, so there's no shlichus zayu. But according to the Rambam, if the Rambam holds like Rav Sadigan, we're not sure how the Rambam holds. There's that line in the Rambam that we had in Hilchos Sanhedrin. But if the Rambam would hold like Rav Sadigoyen, could be the Rambam would say that Shlosha Hadyotis would be good Manatayra, the Kabbalah Seidus of Din and Nefashis. Because the Rambam Shita is that Shluchim, smicha is only needed for hayro when you have to fast in something. If it's just a ma'aseh bezdin, so you don't need any smuchim. So kabbalah say this, they're not paskening anything. It's just being mevar the fact of the case. So you need good detectives. You need good, not lawyers. Lawyers are going to sedrei everybody. You need good detectives that they shouldn't word the question in such a way that whatever they say is no good. But they should have a good detective who knows how to search out the information. Doesn't have to have smicha. Who says, turn it around? Why does he have to have smicha? He has to have a good head to know how to ask all the questions that may be relevant. So it could be that even shlosha hadyotis would be good for the Kabbalah Seder. So let's assume that it's shlosha smucha. Okay. So again, so Ravina, the first shot says, the husband comes a year after the chasana, and he puts together a bezin of three for Kabbalah Seder of din in the foshes, because he thinks that his wife is going to get the Yonish Misa. And then it comes out that you have a Korav Apostle in such a case, such a way, a Korav Apostle, but the Korav or the Russia, no one says that he gave Hasroah B'Shas Maisa Aveir. He didn't give Hasroah. He was watching, and then later on, there's an Eidam Meid, he testifies later. So that would be a Machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. Rebbe would say, since Loi Hisrabem, the Korav Apostle, Lo Gilad Daitam, Shafim Nasim Eidim, so there's no din of Korav Apostle. So it will lead up to din of the Foshes. So since it can possibly lead up, and it may yet lead up to din of the Foshes, our likelihood, so it can't even be done the Ksuba, the Hefzik Ksuba aspect today. You have to convene the whole Bezna of 23, even for the momentous aspect of a case that is a din of the Foshes case. And according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't require Hisra Bahem, so it's going to be Korav Apostle. So we know the Bezna of three already sees it's never going to lead up to any din of the Foshes. But again, you're going to have more Eidim, the other Eidim. You're going to say the same as the first Eidim, that there was a Hasra, but the Korav Apostle didn't give any Hasra. So nothing is going to change, even if more Eidim are going to come. So that's why Reb Meir holds it's not going to develop into anything, because Reb Meir holds like Reb Yossi. And the Chachamim and the Mishnah hold like Rebbe, that it may yet develop into something, because you don't apply Korav Apostle by din nefashos unless Hisra Bahem. And here the Korav Apostle was Lo Hisra Bahem. That's the first pshat of Ravina. Then he has version number two, the Hiboyis Eimo, and if you want to, you can say an alternate pshat. Maybe the husband comes here later with the two witnesses, and it's not that the issue is it's a Korav Apostle, but the Korav Apostle was Lo Hisra Bo B'Shas Mais. Maybe it's a different issue. Kigom, Shehisra Bo Acher Lo Hisra Bo Ha'edim. They say the woman was Mezana and there was Hasroah. She's an Eishes Ish Hazin, so she loses the Ksuba. Right away she loses the Ksuba. And then we have to discuss, well, maybe she's going to get the death penalty also. So they say, but the Eidim didn't give the Hasroah. She was given Hasroah by strangers, by outside. From a flig, we flipped her up, yes, Rabban, this not. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yossi, Yom Gerolam, and Neragachu, Pishnei, the Mas Moshe Nemar, Alpi, Shnai Meidim, based on the lips, based on the words. Yeah, we say Alpi, that's the Haggadah Seder, the testimony, when they deliver the Eidus in the presence of Bezdin, the people along with them, when they give the Haggadah Seder. Rabbi Yossi says Alpi means based on the Hasroah. If the two Eidim gave Hasroah, the Shas Mais. So we don't accept Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Nachamal, so what's again the case? How would Rashi put everything all together? The husband calls up the Bezdin a year after they're married, not the next morning, Thursday morning. Calls up the Bezdin a year later. He says, I just found that terrible, terrible news. The wife was Mezana during Erusin, and I have to get divorced. She's a Soita, Asur Labayla. And then she's supposed to, you may want to give her an Einish Misa. It's not my place to give her. You may want to give her an Einish Misa. And I don't have to, I have to divorce her. I can't live with her. And I don't have to pay her any Ksuba because she ruined the whole marriage. So he comes to Bezdin and brings the Eidim. And the Eidim say, yes, she was Mezana Berotzen, absolutely. But the witnesses, the Shas Nuz, didn't give a Hasra. Others gave Hasra. Someone else gave Hasra. Someone else gave Hasra. But the witnesses heard the Hasra that was given by someone else. Let's say they gave themselves a Hasra. They wave to the witnesses. Yeah, we know all about it. There's a poskan aseres adibus leisinuf, and we know the punishment is chenek, and we're going to do it anyway. And go give us chenek. See if we can. Amenos ken anachnos. They gave themselves the hasroah, but the eidim didn't say a word. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's never going to lead up to einish nefashes. So So the Bezna of three should say, okay, there isn't going to be, never going to lead up to Nefoshes, so we can be done to have Ksuba today. We can paskin on the Ksuba today. But according to the, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but according to the Chachamim, who looked at the Rabbi Yossi by Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yossi, don't require a Tishnei, the Masim boy, so the case may well lead up, probably will lead up to Din Nefoshes. Maybe some hitch that there won't be Din Nefoshes, but it may well lead up the Din and Nefashis. So therefore you cannot even be done the Din and Mominus aspect until you get the full Chav Gimel. That's the Choshishim Lalaz. It's already labeled as a Din and Nefashis case. Or B-Boy say my third version. All these are all like Abaye. Everything is like Abaye. We're just juggling which issue is the debate over here between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And there it says you don't have to worry about the future because there isn't going to be any future. It's not going to lead up to Nefoshes. It's not going to lead up. Or Malkus is not B'chav Gimel. And the Chachamim say, no, you have to worry about the Malkus. May lead up to Malkus, which is B'chav Gimel. Or may yet lead up to Nefoshes. So even the Hefzik Suba also needs Chav Gimel because Choshishim Lalam. So all of the Pshatim are basically the same outline. They're just a different suggestion what the punchline is over here. The boy say mekigon this kachash bebedikas v'lo is kachash bechakiros. What's chakiros and what's bedikas? So Rashi explains. Rashi's quoting Agamar. Chakiros are the seven questions. In Sheva Chakiros, the seven questions that the Besen asks regarding zman ha'mokom. They ask the witnesses. Witnesses say there was a violation of lasina. So they say, was it Bayom, was it Balayla, what day of the week was it, what's the difference, what day of the week, whether Bayom or Balayla, it doesn't make a difference. But that's the Gzeres HaKosov, you have to ask Zman HaMokom. Why do you have to ask Zman HaMokom? So the Gemara makes a statement that if you don't, the question why, so the Gemara makes a statement that if you don't have the Zman HaMokom, the Eidus will be Eidus Yiyat Yochel Azimo. You can only be Mazim the Eidim if they say, there's news occurred, or the Ritzich occurred in New York on Sunday morning at the 10 o'clock in the morning. So then you can say, how can we eat them on Sunday morning in New York? You were in South Africa. You came to America on Tuesday. You weren't even here on Sunday. So try to have Azam. So Chakiris, it's a question, how do you word the Chakiris unnecessary? You have to give Zman HaMokom in the Eidus in order that it should be Eidus Sha'at Yochel HaZimo. That's the way you word it. In order that it should be Eidus Sha'at Yochel HaZimo. And if the Beis Din isn't going to ask the questions of Zman HaMokom, or if the Beis Din asks and the witnesses say any adeya, so you can't accept the testimony because it's Eidus Shei Ata Yochel HaZimo. That's the simple reading in the Gemara later. That's how Rashi and Tezva, that it's no good because of Eidus Shei Ata Yochel HaZimo. That's the way they read. Well, we'll get to in a minute. The Rambam does not read it like that. That's the Sheva Chakiris, the Zman HaMokom. Beis HaMokom and Beis HaZman. But Bedikos are other questions that are really irrelevant. The Dikas are questions that are really irrelevant. Rashi writes, they're going to ask, what color suit was the boil wearing? Shchorim? One says Shchorim, one says Levon. One says he was wearing a black hat, and one says he was wearing a light hat. A straw hat, a felt hat, shorts, long trousers. What's the difference? What kind of clothing he was wearing? It's irrelevant. He did the Avera. So that's called the Dikas. The Etzem Sibra Maisa, they say Pliny killed Pliny. Pliny was Mizana with Anashis Ish with Pliny. So that's the Sibra Maisa. That's neither Bedikas nor Chakiris. That's Mamish the Etzem Sibra Maisa. Of course, that's the Haggadah Seder. Let's say the Edom say something happened on Sunday morning in New York at 10 o'clock in the middle of Manhattan, but we're not sure what happened. There was a big noise and a lot of explosion and a lot of gas and we couldn't see anything. So there's no Haggadah Seder. There's nothing. Does not go to say this at all. But we're talking about a case. They said the Sipra Maisa. So in addition to the Sipra Maisa, the halacha requires Echad Din HaMokom, Echad Din HaNefashos, requires Rishon VeHakira. You need the seven questions regarding the Zman HaMokom. And then in Din HaNefashos, in addition to the Zman HaMokom, you have to interrogate also on Bedikas. What's the halacha on Bedikas? So the Bezen asks, what color clothing was the person wearing? So if one eight says black and one eight says white, so then we throw out the case. Akosh and Medikas is passels the Edom in the Foshes. If they say any Odeya, one of them says black, the other guy says, I don't know, I don't remember what clothing. He was so startled by the Avera. He was in a state of shock. He doesn't remember what clothing, what kind of clothes he was wearing. Or he says that he shot him under a tree. So he said, what kind of a tree was it? He says, I think it was an apple tree. The other guy says, no, it was a grapefruit tree. Or he says, an orange tree. It's really irrelevant what tree it was. If they contradict each other, that's a special din. Ein ze nochen, the pasuk says, so the Gemara says, if there's a hakosha in bedikus, ein zenochem. Hakosha in bedikus, and din in nefashas, passels the eidim. Ein zenochem. If you have hakosha in bedikus and din in mominus, it doesn't passel the eidim, because the eidim are not so mechuyev to remember everything that happened in din in mominus. But in nefashas, the original pasuk, v'hinei emes nochen adova, nochen says by nefashas. So the Gemara has an expression, if the Eidim contradict each other in Bedikas, Ein Zanocha the Pasuk. What if the Eidim say Eni Yadeya in the Bedikas? Eni Yadeya is Kasha. Only if they say, if they contradict each other. Here's the Gemara, Lamin on the base. The last two lines are Lamin on the base. Let's say the two witnesses say Reuben murdered Shimon. So say, how did he murder him? So one says he shot him, one says he took a sword and he cut off his head. So that's mamish. That's the Haggadah Seidus. The two different versions of the story. Did he shoot him, or did he cut off his head? So then, of course, you don't accept it. That's Hakosha on the Sipra Maisa. That's Hakosha on the Sipra Maisa. That's no good. But they both say that he stabbed him to death. One says he stabbed him with a sword, one says he stabbed him with a bread knife. Basically the same thing. He says a bread knife, and he says a meat knife. They're both sharp. They're both a knife. He says longer than the other. This has a plastic handle, this has a metal handle. Echadama b'saif harav, echadama b'ariran harav. It's basically the same thing. But one of them says he shot him, one of them says that he decapitated him. So that's mamash hakosha in the Sipra Maisa. That's no good. That's not because of bedikas. That would be no good in mominus either. He says he was mazik him $100 worth of hezek. How was he mazik? The one guy says he drove his car into his window and he smashed him. The other guy says no, he took a valise and he threw it. It's a different story. So of course it's a hakosha in the Sipra Maisa. That's not a hakosha in bedikas and mominus that it's okay. Here the Gemara says before, Omer Av Yehuda, by the tiny letter Dalet, six lines from the bottom. Omer Av Yehuda, that's a lamed on the base. Eidus hamakasha zuzu bevdikas ksheira bedini mominus. Means it's no good in the foshes, because ain't zenochon, but in mominus it is good. And the last line it says, Omer Av Chizda, echadam ebisayv harogu, echadam ebariron harogu. They're both a knife. One is a larger knife than the other. So basically the same story, the same Sipra Mais, that one of them was more medaic than the other. Maybe they both were not medaic. Maybe they're both wrong. Maybe he killed them with a pocket knife. Maybe they both weren't watching properly. But basically, it's the same story. He stabbed them to death in the heart. So that's only Ein Zenochen. That's the psula. The Hini Amis Nochen Adover. Rashi quotes Dvarim Yud Gimel, the last line of Rashi. That passage, the Hini Amis Nochen Adover, means Mechuvenes HaEdus, that the testimonies of the two witnesses coincide. It stems that they're mechuvan to each other. So that requirement that it should be nachon, mechuvan, only the pasuk only says in the fashas. There is no pasuk in mominus. And eidus hamakasha zuzu and bedikis is good in mominus. And even in the fashas, it's no good only if it makashas. What if they say eni yodeya? So then the Mishnah says that's okay. If the eidim say eni yodeya, where's that Mishnah? Next paragraph. If the eidim say eni yodeya, it should be memam an aleph. By the last narrow line, two lines before the end of the narrow lines in the Mishnah. I mean the seventh line from the beginning of the Perek, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Ma'isa Barik Ben Zakai Buktzei Tehenim. This was the Tana Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakai, but he didn't yet have smicha. So he called him by his last name, Ben Zakai. He didn't call him Rabban. Rabban means chief rabbi. He didn't. He not only was he not the chief rabbi, he wasn't even rabbi yet. The Gemara says, he lived to the ripe old age of 120. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakai, the first 40 years, he was oisik in business, and he retired at the age of 40. He invested his money wisely on the stock market and he made him a multimillionaire, so he retired. Then for the next 40 years till the age of 80, he sat and he learned. He was a Talmud. Then from the age of 80, they appointed him chief rabbi. At the age of 80, he became chief rabbi, and he lasted strong till the age of 120, and he made 9 takanas. The Gemara says in the Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yechemet Zakai's Bezni, and he, Barosh, made 9 takanas. Some of them were Bizman Abayis, and some of them after the Churban Abayis. He was the chief rabbi before and after. So he says, he's not sure how many of the 40 years were before the Churban Abayis, and how many were after. Is it 35 and 5, or is it 5 and 35, or is it 2020? The Tesis is trying to figure out Nagel Alocha. Nagel Alocha Tesis, it's not just history. Okay. So the Mishnah is telling a story. This was between the age of 40 and 80, before he had smicha. He was still a Talmud at that time. See, and then not only he was such a gifted Talmud, they gave him smicha and they appointed him chief rabbi, then he was Rabban. Rabba means Rabbeinu, not just rabbi. Smicha, he's the chief rabbi, Rabban. So the reason why it says, Maisa Barak Ben Zakai, the Gemara says he was a Talmud at that time. So he said, the witnesses said that he murdered someone under a tree. And they said, what? They asked the witnesses, what kind of a tree was it? So he said, it was a fig tree, a te'ena tree. And then he asked them, were the uktsim of the te'ena dakim, or were the uktsim dakim? Were they fat? Were they fat figs, or were they skinny figs? And the witnesses contradicted each other. One says fat skin, and he shows them. Here, he says, here are different figs. What did the figs on the tree look like? And one guy says, there's Shalobachnes, and one guy points to these, and one guy points to the other one. So he threw out the whole case. He acquitted the guy because there was a hakoshe in Bedikas. Now, the Gemara says by us that the Mishnah. Gemara says on Adaf on Tess on the base, the Eboy same is the third version of Ravina, that's his opinion. That's Ben Zakai did that. The implication is that the other Tanoim didn't agree that it was a Machlekes HaTanoim. They thought that that's too much. If you do like Rav Chizda's case that we just read on Lamin on the base on the last two lines, he says he stabbed him to death. One says he shot him, one says he stabbed him. That's a hakosha on the Sipra Maisa, that you don't have to come on to the dinner of the Bedikas. That would be possible even in Dilu Mominus. If one guy says he smashed the window by driving his car in, and one says he smashed the window by throwing his valise. That's a complete contradiction. But they say he stabbed them to death. They both say he stabbed them to death. One says it was a bread knife, and one says it was a big knife, a kitchen knife that you cut the roast with. It's kimat the same thing. Echadam b'sayf harog, echadam b'arir and harog. It's kimat the same thing. So that's bedikas. Maskin. Everybody holds. Hakoshim bedikas tassim. But this is already a dakas dikas bedikas. They ask him, he murdered him under a tree. Tachas ateina harog. And then they say, oh really? What kind of a tree? A fig tree. And then they show him all kinds of figs. And they say, what size fig? So one of the Adams picks this one, the other Adam picks that one. They mechuyev to be medayik about the figs. Talk about what the murder weapon was. Okay, I can understand. If there's hakfashim bedikas, Rav Chizda says, it's possible. Maskim al holiday, it's possible. And then the fashas. But to say how thick the figs were, so that's the machlokes, Ben Zakai, and the other Tanaim. How far do you go with the din of Rav Chizda? How far do you go? There is a din of Ein Zenoch and hakfashim bedikas. So the Mishnah is, ma ben chakiris le bedikas, what's the difference halacha lemaisa? If Hakoshin Bedikas is possible, Hakoshin Hakiris is possible, so it's the same thing. So why do we so medactic to draw the lines and label what's Hakiris, what's Bedikas? The difference is, Echadam Eni Yadeya, Ma Ben Hakiris Le Bedikas, in the case of Hakiris, Vaizmanam Okam, if Echadam Eni Yadeya, do some Taylor. In the case of Bedikas, if Echadam Eni Yadeya, if the Shneimam Amen Oni Yodim, he do some Kayemis. Only if there's a Hakoshin Bedikas, then it's a Eze Nachon Zalom Mechuvan. It doesn't heim lo tamim echad atasheni, but if it's they say any odeya, even if they both say any odeya, that would be good. So the Gemara explains why is that so. The Gemara asks why should the din be so? After all, the din of bedikas is their ise, and the din of hakiris is their ise. Here's the Gemara, Mem Aleph from the base, right smack in the middle of the daf. Right in the middle of the daf. The line begins with the word Kayemus. So the second word on the line reads, Michti idivi idi diaraisehi. Bedikas is required, Menatar is based on the Pasuk, Nochon. And Hakiris is based on other Psukim. also deraisa. Idi idi deraisa. Both are adin deraisa. Mashna hakiris and mashna bedikis. How come any day and hakiris is not acceptable and any day bedikis is acceptable? So omalei, who met whom? Somebody, I don't know. Romi Bachama met two talmidim who had learned by somebody, by Rabbah. So he wanted to show them that he should have learned by him. So he started to test them. What did you learn? They learned in heaven. Really? So he starts to ask them a question. So they knew the answer. So he's very upset. He was hoping that they wouldn't know. Okay. He wanted to prove that he's the only one who knows how to give a sheep. So they said, Hachi Ashtar, Rabbi, there's no comparison. He asked them this question. How come you tell me over the Mishnah that any Adan Chakiris is no good and any Adan Bedikis is good? So they knew the Mishnah. Amalei. So they said to him, Rabbi, Hachi Ashtar, no comparison. If you say any day on Zmada the Makom, so it's never Yochel Ovel Yedei Hazama. But in Bedikis, Echoram any day, Edus and Kayem, it's Edishat Yochel Hazima. There's no problem. There's no problem. So Rashi and Taisvis learn the Gemara Kipshuto that there is a din of Edishi Yat Yochel Hazima. There is such a halacha. If the Gemara Bava Kama like that, if witnesses testify and they tell over the story in such a way that it's iat yochel azima, you can never catch them in a lie. Like over here, you can never prove imano hayisim b'makom tana. They didn't tell you when it happened. You'll prove that they were just in South Africa. They said it happened before. They can only debate their way out of it. They say, yeah, they were there. It happened a week earlier, a week later. They never said when it happened. So whenever it's Eidus Yatachalazim, it's Pasul. It's a Psul in the Eidus. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam learns that if the Eidim say any Adai and Zman Amokom, it's considered as if there's no Haggadah Eidus at all. Not like Rashi and Taisus say. They say, Reuben murdered Shimon. That's a Haggadah Eidus, Rashi and Taisus say. That's a Haggadah Eidus. Then they say, when did it happen? Ooh, we don't remember when it happened. So Rashi and Taisus say he gave a Haggadah Eidus, but it's Sulo, that Eidus is Tosel, because Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azima. The Rashi and Taisus learned in the previous Gemara, let's say you had three witnesses, and we interrogate each one individually, and one of them said, they asked them, they all said the same thing, Reuben murdered Shimon. And then they say, when did it happen? So one guy says, it happened such a long time ago, I don't remember. The other two say, we exactly remember this Sunday morning after Shabbos Parsha Zohar, we were all in the yeshiva, and he had a machlekes, and he got drunk, and it was exactly Sunday morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. The other guy says he wasn't there in Yeshiva, he doesn't remember. He has no way to remember when it happened. So Rashi and Taisa say that's Karav Apostle. Since, let's say you have three witnesses and two of them tell us that the third guy says, Bezin says, what do you have to say? I don't know anything, I just came to watch, I don't know. So that's going to be Karav Apostle. The third guy says, I have nothing to say, I wasn't there, I don't know. That's not Karav Apostle. Karav Apostle is if all three testify, and one of them is Apostle. So Rashi and Taisa's line, if all three testify, Reuben killed Shimon, and the third guy says, Reuben killed Shimon, but I don't remember when it happened. So they learn that's an aid, and he's possible because Eidus Yatach Lazima, and you can't even give him the death penalty based on the first two witnesses, because Nitzach Med Eidim Kara Possel. The Rambam says, not so. The Rambam says, no. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that according to Rabbi Akiva's din of Nitzach Med Kara Possel, Eidus Kuna Betelo, it'll possel over here. No. Whoever says any Adai and Zman Amokam is Kilullah Heidu Klal. The Haggadah Seder doesn't get off the ground. So then the Gemara, so he asked him the question, Idi der Eisen Ninu, Maishna, why do you say that any Adai and Zman Amokam is Kilullah Heidu Klal, and any Adai and the Bedikis is a good Haggadah Seder? He says, no, this is more important than that. This can lead up to Hazama, and this cannot lead up to Hazama. So therefore, this is more Choshev than that. So not possible because Eidi Yeshiyat Yochel Azim. If loy any day on his man and the mokum is kilo chasa begufa shaladis, he never said the Haggadah Seder. That's the voice. Not that it's edus, but it's edus psula because of edus shiat yochel azim. The Lechem Mishnah points out the Rambam that the Rambam does not agree with Rashi and Taisus. The top Taisus kiman ki Rabbi Akiva demakish shlosha l'shnai. So on mem aleph and beis. So the Rashi and the Taisus learn pirush hakuntres. Rashi and the Taisus say, if you have three witnesses and one says any Adai, Zman Amokam, but he says, I remember the murder, clearly. I just don't remember when it happened or where it happened. So then Rashi and Taisus learn in the Gemara that you say Korah Apostle. And the Rambam says, no, Keman, the Loike Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's din wouldn't apply over here. That's what the Lechem Mishnah points out. The Rambam doesn't agree with the Rashi and Tosis. And the Biur, that's what the Beis HaLevi writes. Mishal Shu is Beis HaLevi. The Rambam read the Gemara, Hachi Hashtem B'Hakiris, Eidus Yad Yachal Azim, means, if he says any of them, Zman HaMok, Neskosa B'Gufa Shaledis. Why isn't the Fasa B'Gufa Shaledis in Medikas? That's less important. But Zman HaMokim is more important. How do you decide what's more important, what's less important? Whatever leads up to Hazama, that's more important. So if you don't say it, if you say any Adeya, that's Kilo Laheidu Kla. That's considered as if the Haggadah Seders never got off the ground.
So it doesn't count?
So it doesn't count.
Just like
the third guy, he says, I don't know, I wasn't even there. I have nothing to say, I wasn't even there. Okay, we'll have to finish up after Yom Tov. Okay, so tomorrow we should discuss in Yom Kippur and then in Yom Sukkot. Okay.